tonight, the President of the United States speaks to the nation from the Oval Office about the oil spill. The oil spill is in its 57th day. I would like, with respect, to suggest what I hope that the President does not do tonight and what I hope that he does do, because the entire nation's attention is focused on this tragic spill, the consequences to the people in the Gulf, consequences to the people in this country, and it creates great worries about our future. Number one, what I hope the President does not do tonight is use the oil spill as an excuse to pass a national energy tax, collecting hundreds of billions of dollars from Americans and driving jobs overseas looking for cheap energy. The other reason the so-called cap-and-trade national energy tax is not appropriate here, because it has nothing to do with cleaning up this oil spill. Because not only does it drive jobs overseas, it also does not work when applied to fuel. We've had plenty of testimony before the Environmental and Public Works Committee that if you simply raise the gasoline tax, you're not going to change behavior enough to reduce the amount of carbon. And finally, when applied... So number one, I hope the President stays focused and doesn't follow the advice of the White House Chief of Staff, which has been so often quoted, never let a crisis go to waste. This is a crisis. But don't try to mislead the American people into thinking that the cure for the oil spill is a new national energy tax that drives jobs overseas looking for cheap energy. Number two, I would hope that the President, while helping us figure out what to do about the oil spill and making sure that it never happens again, doesn't destroy the rest of the Gulf Coast economy in the meantime. The senator from Louisiana, Senator Landrieu, and Senator Vitter have both spoken eloquently on the livelihood of so many in that area. We don't stop flying after a terrible airplane accident, and we're not going to stop offshore drilling after a tragic spill such as this one. What we need to do is to find out why it happened and to make sure it doesn't happen again. 30% of the oil we produce in the United States comes from thousands of wells in the Gulf of Mexico. 25% of the natural gas that we use in the United States comes from thousands of wells in the Gulf of Mexico. If we were to shut them down, natural gas prices, home heating, gasoline prices, all would skyrocket, and we would rely more on tankers from overseas that have a worse safety record than the offshore oil drillers. Number three, I hope the President won't recommend, as the current legislation pending in the Senate does, that we spend taxes collected for the oil spill trust fund on something other than cleaning up the oil spill. Now, let me say that again. I think Americans might be looking at Washington and wondering, what is this? You mean to say I'm paying a higher gasoline tax, in effect, to go into a fund to clean up the oil spill, and the Congress is thinking about spending that money on something other than cleaning up the oil spill? The answer is exactly right. The proposal that's on the floor before the Senate today would raise from 8 cents to 41 cents the per barrel fee on oil that's supposed to be used to clean up the oil spill and spend it on more government. So that's another thing I hope the President does not do tonight. Hope he remembers that it is called the Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund. And if we want to re-earn the trust of the American people, we would spend the oil spill cleanup money on cleaning up the oil spill. And finally, Madam President, I hope the President does not pretend that renewable electricity has anything to do with reducing our dependence on foreign oil. Already, I see the ads for the windmills that the big corporations are putting on. But let's think about renewable electricity for just a minute. We're talking about oil in the Gulf. We use oil for transportation, not to create electricity.